Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
It's fun, but it also, you kind of feel butt naked a little bit. You feel vulnerable.
Yeah.
But that vulnerability, I hope, is...
relatable.
Is relatable. Yeah. Hi. Welcome to the Modern Waiter Podcast. I'm Marlon Joseph, the Modern Waiter, where we discuss all things restaurant business. Learn something. Laugh at something. On today's episode, we look back at our years in restaurants and podcasting.
Yeah.
As we celebrate our sixth season.
Coming up, baby.
What challenges we've encountered working in the restaurant and doing this podcast. But first, the intro.
Tired of working deadbeat jobs for lame pay. I'm tired of getting fired and hired the same day. If you know the rules of the game, then you'll stay.
As usual, I'm joined by my good friend, Danny Davila.
What's up, what's up, what's up, people?
Well, what's it? Happy anniversary, happy season six.
All the above.
Yeah, so we are coming into our sixth year. Each week we've produced a podcast for you. We have not missed a thing.
Not missed a week.
It's been a challenge, and so every year we like to pat ourselves on the back.
Yep.
We like to have you celebrate with us.
Mm-hmm.
And because we have some day one people.
Yeah.
And that's pretty cool. This is our first full year on YouTube.
Yeah.
And so as we go through this show, we're going to talk about our restaurant work life, mm-hmm. our podcast life. It becomes personal because at times we are letting you in on
our lives. Yeah.
We bring you along on some of our traveling,
mm-hmm.
and we bring you along and give you a look behind the curtain about what happens in our work life. And so it's been a really fun year.
Oh yeah. It's relatable.
Yeah, I really think
so. I hope so.
Yes, I hope so. And it is, because we get the feedback.
Yeah.
And we love feedback. And if you enjoy the show, definitely give us a like. And, you know, we haven't seen some reviews in a while. Yeah, how about some reviews?
Yeah.
If you're watching on YouTube, comments really help. It really helps us to connect mm-hmm. with people and see where your head's at. And if you're on the podcast catchers, whether it's Apple or Spotify or Pandora, give us a review if you can, or reach out to me, mm-hmm. themodernwaiter@gmail.com, or follow me on Instagram at themodernwaiterpodcast.
There it is.
And so the first 4 years was strictly audio. And I'm glad that we did it that way, because progress is so incremental.
Yeah.
You make a lot of mistakes, and you a lot of ways podcasting is singing in the shower.
Yes.
You're all alone.
You don't know if anybody likes it or not. You don't even know how you sound in the real world.
Correct.
You think you sound great.
Yes. And I also think that it's like singing in the shower, because you do it for you, partly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know? Yeah. You know, if somebody enjoys it, that's great.
Yeah.
But you also do it for you. It helps me to get through and work out why I do
what
this
we do. Yeah.
Damn job.
Absolutely.
You know, because it can be challenging at times. You
oh,
know?
Yeah.
Being a server, it can be challenging. But it's wildly, wildly entertaining.
Oh, yeah. It's hilarious.
The wildest bunch of parrots you ever did see, from the front of the house to the back of the house.
For sure.
And
people keep you entertained.
Yes. And we always say, we're all here because we're not all there.
100%.
So what have your impressions have been of the last season?
Oh man, you know, ups and downs, but mostly ups.
Okay.
You know, we're watching everything kind of grow and seeing what we're doing, improving with the video and trying to give you guys good content. Now that we see video, it's you know, it gives us so much more depth. you know, you can see what we're talking about when Marlon posts stuff. You can see it, you know, now you can watch us and you can interact. And now we're looking at these things and looking back and kind of fixing, you know, little thing nuances, because you, now it's a whole different scope.
Yes.
You know, with audio, you kind of just lay back, chill, turn this up, turn that down, move this here. With video, you have to do all that plus.
Yes.
Okay.
So the video, when we started video, we started out with three cameras.
Yeah.
We had a third camera looking down the line.
And we were running into camera issues.
We had
with the third camera.
Oh, my gosh. Yes.
The third, because we weren't using, originally, we weren't using, we use iPhones.
Mm-hmm.
And then we had it, for the third camera, we were using a static GoPro.
Yes.
And it was our two-shot camera, so it was just, I mean, it had the same quality of video, but it just wasn't the same.
It wasn't reliable.
No.
The GoPro was brand new.
Yeah.
And it kept, it would shut off whenever
it would cut off whenever
like
it wanted.
It was really an unreliable relationship.
Absolutely.
It was bad. And this thing treated us badly.
Yeah.
It shut down on us often, and every chance it got, it was horrible.
And through that, though, we ended up finding the two shot worked fine.
Yes, that's true.
It taught us that, so we could just do the back and forth.
We were doing extra.
Yeah, we were doing too much.
We didn't need it.
Yeah.
Yes.
And then, so we could do the back and forth, and just as long as we were hitting the right points and, mm-hmm. you know, we're doing the right cuts, everything worked out fine.
And then we were using it for guests, and then it failed. Our
on
first
a guest.
Guest that failed on us was the restaurant Best and Worst with D.
Mm-hmm.
And he's such a delightful person, and I felt like crap.
Yeah.
I really did feel like crap. And that was the final straw for the GoPro. GoPro had to go after
it. It had to
go.
And
so as we when we used to have just the audio, our setup wasn't as heavy.
Yeah.
You know, we you stroll in with some shorts on, barely a shirt if you want to, and
call
you're
it
off and you're off and running.
Exactly.
Also the file sizes are lighter.
Oh, there's so much they're a tenth of the size.
A tenth, if not less.
If not less.
Yes. And so transferring,
we had to buy bigger everything.
Bigger everything, bigger hard drives.
Bigger hard drives. We had 4 years worth of audio on something that would be a year's worth of video at most.
Yes. Yes. So it was definitely a commitment. And then when it comes to YouTube itself, YouTube is a separate thing.
Yeah.
You know, you might be able to drive a car, but you can't drive on a track.
Mm-hmm.
It's different. Okay. And YouTube has
its own track.
It's its own track. Okay. You have to know the turns. You have to know how to get guests into watching this
mm-hmm.
race. And so we're still figuring that out. And we're still, I consider us new at YouTube. But then functionally, when you have another job or other jobs, it's really challenging to devote that and that and that and that. But we love it. We do this for you.
Absolutely.
And so we do love it. But it's...
I mean, you guys probably even noticed we had to change our date just to even put out the show.
Yes. We used to do
I think it come out
Tuesdays.
Every Tuesday, like clockwork. Now it comes out like Wednesday, Thursday-ish because... Video is just time consuming.
It's heavy lifting.
Yeah.
It's heavy lifting. Danny does a tremendous job with doing the edit of the audio and the video. And with just the audio, it would come to me in time to do a Tuesday release. Now it's more like Thursday, sometimes Friday, depending on when I get it. Because if I get it later in the day, I really don't have
time
to go
break
through
it. Mm-hmm.
And
because once Marlon gets it, he dissects it. Gives you guys all the lovely clips you guys like to watch.
Yes.
He does a lot of stuff even after what I do.
I do the final edit because there are some things that moves the story along that Danny leaves up to me to take out. And so there's some functional things that I have to get it
mm-hmm.
down to a certain
time limit.
Yeah. So that's another thing that changed. Us doing more along the lines of 30-minute shows instead of 40-something minute shows. That's mostly because of the time it takes to, I've gone through shows and I'm like, man, I've only gone 7 minutes and I've been here for an hour and a half.
Yeah.
You know, because then now we're incorporating B-roll and
mm-hmm.
things like that.
Transitioning into what the I don't want to call it the fad, but what the norm is actually.
No, it is what it is. I mean,
yeah.
if you're gonna be in the race, you got to have the right engine, suspension,
absolutely.
And
all the above.
And
tires, everything.
Tires and the whole shebang. And so we realize now that less is more.
Yeah.
Okay. And so as we go into the year, I've always been a private person. And so you can hardly live in two different, you can't live in two different worlds.
No.
So
he's expanding.
I'm expanding. And so I've been able to share with you, especially on Instagram, what my work days are like, mm-hmm. what my home life is like, my personal life, I should say. And some of you know that I do Kung Fu on Fridays. I work out in the mornings and this and
he's
that.
All in.
It's fun, but it also, you kind of feel butt naked a little bit. You feel vulnerable.
Yeah.
But that vulnerability, I hope, is...
relatable.
Is relatable. Yeah. Because...
But it's hard putting yourself out to the world.
It's challenging putting yourself out to the world. And so my goal is, if I can take my challenges and put them out, whether I'm showing a workout video or whether I'm, you know, sharing with you what happened to me at work, mm-hmm. I'm hoping to inspire somebody not to put themselves out there, that someone else is going through it. You know, I got up early on a whatever day to work out.
Maybe to inspire, instead of putting yourself out there in general.
That's well said. And looking back, what's one of your favorite shows from last year?
Well, love the food draft.
That was fun.
Yeah.
That was fun.
We just did, the one that just came out not that long was amazing. Mm-hmm. And the year before, and it's good to reflect on both of them.
Well, but some
Restaurant Jeopardy.
Restaurant Jeopardy is one of my favorites. That was with Quaylen Harris.
Yes.
And so that was probably because I got to see Danny and Quaylen just do their thing. They're very good off the cuff. They're very good speakers and entertainers.
So it was a good time.
That was a good time. So I would love to do another Restaurant Jeopardy with him. I can't even imagine doing it with somebody else. You know what I mean? I mean, eventually we probably have to, but that's a good one. So let's go through some guests.
Okay.
Because we did a lot more guests this year.
We did a lot of guests this year, yeah.
We acknowledge that having a guest is a challenge in and of itself.
Absolutely.
You have to get them on the show. They have to get the show, mm-hmm. because the show is different. It's not like...
Yes, it's not the same show that we normally do with each other.
Correct.
When we have a guest on.
Yes.
You know, we're more catering to them. You know, we're bringing stuff out of them, and we're hoping that it resonates with everybody else who's listening.
Correct. To me, a show with a guest is a gift to the guest and to the audience.
Absolutely.
But if that guest isn't very good at
communicating what their thoughts are, it can be ugly.
It could be ugly, and it could be a little stressful.
Absolutely.
Because you could, and for me, I'm very empathic, so mm-hmm. I can feed off of people's energy, and if their energy is kind of subdued, I tend to go subdued, but I've learned to really be the captain of the show a little bit better than I have in the past.
He had to. No.
I had to, of course. Now, Zach did a show.
Oh, the bartender show.
The bartender
show. Yeah, that was great.
He was very good, very naturally funny mm-hmm. guy. Still working with him.
Yeah.
And it's really interesting to see the personalities of bartenders. They are very charismatic, like Kayla.
Oh, yeah. Kayla could probably steal my job.
She was one of the more recent shows. She did two shows.
She was great.
Kayla did the Red Flags
mm-hmm.
and What I Learned from Working in the Restaurant as a server. And she was she was nervous when she's like, oh, I don't know about this. What have I gotten myself into? She did very well.
Yeah.
She was very natural. Just little things like speaking into the mic
mm-hmm.
and modulating your voice so that the people in the room can hear you.
Yeah.
As well as picking it up in the microphone. She seemed very relaxed. She did well.
Yeah. She was comfortable by the end. I feel like after like 5 minutes, she was like found her comfort zone and she was good.
Well, she was having an alcoholic beverage the whole time. So that might have helped a little bit.
Yeah.
Now, the most nervous person as a guest had to be Amy.
Yes. Oh, she was sweating.
Yes. She was.
And she did great, though, but she was sweating.
Oh, she did phenomenally.
Yeah.
But she was so nervous about
everything.
She came to me about, she came to Danny, and then Danny came to me, and I was like, does she even want to do this? Because she was like very, you know, but then once she was into it, she relaxed. That's a very common theme. I think that when you have not been in a position to speak on camera or into a microphone, people have these ideas of what is going to be. Am I going to, they see an interview as questions coming at them.
Yeah.
Yes, it's natural to have questions, but we never.
For the most part, we're trying to get you on to the plane where you have information that we want to give to the audience.
Yes.
Okay, we brought you on because we want to make sure that it's something in your wheelhouse, not just you getting, you know, talked to, but you being a part of something that makes sense where you're also teaching at the same time. That's why we bring our guests onto the show.
Yes, you're here for a reason.
Yeah.
You already have all the answers.
Absolutely.
You have all the answers.
Yeah.
And so as you go through all the, like you're basically well prepared.
Uh-huh.
And a lot of times they don't feel
well
prepared. You know, they bring that little insecurity, like Ryan. Ryan did a wonderful job talking about what it's like.
Yeah, to be in the hotel business.
Yes.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than Luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
But as a server and all the above, yeah.
And so he was at first, you know, nervous or concerned about what his value would be. And I said, listen, it's just a conversation.
Yeah.
We're just...
You do this.
Yes.
You do this already. You've been doing it for a while. You know exactly what you're doing.
Yeah.
They just need to know what you're doing. And then we can talk about how we do things and see where they relate to and then see where we can find that common ground. Because the idea is we're all in service. We're all in hospitality.
Yes.
You know, that's why we get certain guests that say, hey, you know, whether it's on a boat or, you know, on a plane, you know, wherever whatever you do your job at,
yes,
you're still doing hospitality.
Yes.
Okay. We just need to get that perspective of it so we can see how it, you know, fits with our perspective.
100%. And one of my favorite shows to do but not edit was the Cereal Bracket.
Oh, man.
Cereal Bracket ended up being a little bit long.
But it was a good show.
It was a great show.
Yeah.
I loved it. I love those types of shows because
the gaming, there's something where it has where it's fun or if it's gaming or if it's, you know, and it almost takes us out of our normal routine about talking about things.
Yes,
we keep it light and we're having a good time. Those are my favorite shows.
And any excuse to hear a crazy ass Omar talk about his opinions on stuff is priceless to me. You know, the thing that I require from my friends, I don't tell them what to think as long as they do think.
Yeah,
and if you're a thinker.
You're good
and a communicator, you're a great guest.
Absolutely.
And so the breakfast cereal bracket was a good one.
Another great informational show, and we probably should have her back on, but she's remote, is the writer, the book that we got, was it Tipped?
Tipped.
Loved it, okay.
Barbara Sloan, I think
yes.
It was, yeah. She was very good. And you're right. That was very informational. That show that we did with her marked one of the challenges of remote.
Oh, yeah.
Video, because we aren't in the same space, you and I. So in a sense, you and I are remote as well.
Yeah.
And so I start this show, and about 5 minutes in, I realize that in clicking, I think I've had to do a little autopsy. Mm-hmm. In clicking the record button, I thought I clicked it, but I think what has happened, I have multiple screens and multiple things. So the first, if you're not already on that.
And I think, was that the show I was as a producer? And we had an issue with that too?
Yes. So we had two issues.
Yeah.
Yes. Where I think you weren't.
It wasn't recording me. Because I'm technically supposed to be behind the scenes.
Yes.
As the producer.
Yes.
Like the button mover. So instead of being a guest on the show, mm-hmm. I was just seeing the show. And I was talking. We're interacting. Like, what is going on?
Yeah. But we were able to get around that because we recorded the audio separately.
Absolutely.
But then I didn't record her. Or the session.
Yeah.
Because when I clicked on it, it must have then activated that screen, mm-hmm. that first click, and then the second click would have been the record. So I look over, I'm just like, wait a minute, this timer is not moving. And it's not uncommon for the timer not to move because sometimes the screen just does strange things where it just, it's recording.
It's fixing itself.
Yeah. It's recording and it doesn't tell you. Mm-hmm. It's just kind of doing its thing. So that stood out to me. But she was very gracious. You know, she...
I think we're only like 10 minutes in anyway, so I think we just started from the beginning, right?
It was less than that.
Yeah.
It was less than that. But when you re-record things, the energy is not the same.
No, and that's
it's
huge.
It's never the same.
No matter if it's audio or it's video, when you have to start a show over for any reason, okay, you lose that initial...
That pop.
Yes.
That brand new.
Absolutely.
We have had to re-record a number of shows.
Absolutely.
Not a lot. I'd say maybe three.
Yeah, under five.
Under five for sure. And not the whole thing. Maybe like restart and things exactly. like that. And
I think there's only one show we had to fully re-record, right? I think it's just one.
It might have been one or two.
Max.
One or two. And that was just audio, thank God. No, one audio, one video. One show that I can remember us having to re-record a part of it. But the energy was still high because he really did a good job of keeping it light. Was the Restaurant Jeopardy with Quaylen.
Oh, yeah. Yo, he called us out.
Yeah.
He's
the one that called. We would have done the whole show. Yeah.
The camera wasn't on.
Yeah. He's like, is this supposed to be on? And then we started laughing and we put the record and then he just put us on blast. And it lended some levity to the situation.
Oh, yeah. It was great.
Oh, without a doubt. The chef that we just had on,
I don't think his show came out yet.
Oh, crap.
It hasn't came out yet. But it'll be up before the show, so it doesn't really matter.
Okay, so that'll be next season.
Yeah.
That's true. And that's another thing that we do, we have to do, mm-hmm. is batch shows.
Absolutely.
Because it takes so much resources and time and setup to be able to set, you know, mm-hmm. the setup isn't any less for a shorter show.
No. So you might as well, we batch shows to make it easier for ourselves and then...
Yes.
That's why it doesn't come out live, okay?
Mm.
That is the exact reason why. We run a show to give you a quality product every week, so you're not missing anything, and then we understand that everything comes out the way it should and has good flow to it.
And maybe we should try some lives, you know? Come out on YouTube and try some lives. No, I mean, there's no editing.
True.
You know, and the interaction will be there if they're able to write in the chats and things like that. And, you know, maybe we could do, listen, I don't think this season five that we just are coming out of, that
maybe we'll do a Shift Drinks live.
I was just thinking the same thing. I don't think we did one single Shift Drinks yet.
No, we didn't.
Because we've been, not that we've not wanted to, since we've gone to YouTube, we've really committed to doing everything video.
Yeah.
Because it's important for people to see mm-hmm. what's what.
Absolutely.
Now, having said that, whenever we travel to Vegas or whatever, we've done those remotes with video. And the challenge is lighting. Can we control the light?
Yes.
Can we use the light? And then the second one is audio. The ambient noise, mm-hmm. is that going to be too distracting
and
things like that? So our challenge with Shift Drinks, which if you're new to our show, we do a bonus podcast called Shift Drinks, where we come off hot off our shift,
mm-hmm.
and we go to the bar and we talk about
our
day.
Shift. Yeah.
Our shift week.
It's a small format show, usually
10-15 minutes.
Max 20. I think the longest one was ever 20.
Yes.
So, but it's a
but
nice.
But it's raw.
It's raw. It's fun. Audio. It's chill.
You hear the background.
You hear the Army of Sands going on behind
We're
you.
We're on location.
We're on location.
And so Shift Drinks is pretty cool. And if I had my druthers, this whole show would be Shift Drinks. And so, and we are actually usually drinking, except for January, we don't.
Yeah.
But we did a fair amount of Shift Drinks. So if you're an old school listener, an OG, and you want us to do Shift Drinks, let us know. I want your opinion. Is audio only okay, or should we try to attack the audio and the video?
We have an idea. We're going to see how it's going to work. We're going to fly by the seat of our pants on that one, too, and have fun with it.
Yeah, for sure. And I think the live would be pretty damn cool, but then...
We'll see how it goes. We'll go both ways with it.
Yeah, we'll see how it goes. But let us know. Let us know. Reach out to me at themodernwaiter@gmail.com if you want to email me that, or if you're in the comments on YouTube. Let me know there.
Yeah.
Follow me on Instagram at The Modern Waiter Podcast. And I really should have a little tally of this, but Jay Salonga has been on the show a few times. And so...
I think it's Omar, then Jay, and then our boy.
Jason. Yeah. He's still up there. He's not in the business anymore.
Yeah, but he's still up there.
Always has opinions. I should reach out to him because he definitely...
We still got more stuff to get out of him.
That is true. But Omar's up there. Did we say Omar?
Omar's number one, still.
Oh, yeah, you did say that.
Yeah.
And finally, Dave Kenny.
Oh, yeah, we got it. Yeah, that was a remote show.
He did very well.
Yeah.
His show was very well received.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was The Chef Effect.
Yes.
That was the name of that show. And so...
We should get him in studio when he comes in town next.
If he comes in town. I mean...
He usually pops in like once a year, doesn't he?
Does he?
I thought he did.
I don't remember.
He used to come more often. Definitely.
Yes.
Yeah.
He's living that Montana life.
Yeah. He moved from Colorado. Now he's in Montana, right?
I believe so.
Yeah.
Another challenging show was the movie. All the movie review shows, those are always challenging.
Yeah.
Because,
there's a lot of B-roll.
A lot of B-roll, and it's a lot of minutia going through what our experiences are in the movie.
Yeah.
So moving forward.
I think we're going to do like we talked about also with our trips. We're going to do the same kind of deal with the movies.
Yes.
I think that'd be perfect.
Yes. Tell the audience about it.
No. I want them to realize it for the first time when we do it for the first time. Keep it a secret.
All right.
And we want to see how you guys like it.
We want to see how you guys like it.
Note that we're talking about it, but we're going to change a couple formats for the new year.
Yes.
And we're going to see how they go.
Without a doubt.
And then we want to see how you guys receive them. And you tell us in the notes, in the comments, how the difference is between the two and then how they really vibe with you.
We are not afraid to take chances.
No.
And also, I'd like to know if you want us to have more guests. I know we've had more guests on.
Yeah.
And what are some of the challenges for you when we have a guest?
I mean, there's always a challenge. Like we said earlier, we don't know their demeanor. We don't know how they're going to sound, if they have little nervous habits like tapping or doing something.
Yes.
You know, stuff that I have to pick out and then dilute before I even get to the video.
Yes. Now, it's a leap of faith for me because a lot of people reach out to me and they say they want to be a guest. And I never just have somebody on because they say that they want to be a guest.
Yeah.
I have to have a sense of the person.
Absolutely.
In a way that, are they going to be valuable to the audience? And I don't know if they can freaking tell a story. Not a story. You don't have to be a storyteller,
no.
But I don't know if they're able to communicate.
If they're able to stay on focus.
Yes. And we've been very lucky.
Yeah.
But there's some times when if you're a type of person that just answers a question, or you never even know how you're going to be, really. You know, like you can think that you're going to be a certain way. So that's why... I like to get a sense of a person.
Absolutely.
You hit me up on Instagram, and I'd like to have conversations with you. And then you come on the show. But just cold turkey, I don't know if you're a person that, you know, swears a lot or is even in have the same values.
If your communication is correct.
Yes. Yes.
Because you could communicate, you might be able to communicate perfectly through text, or you could, you know, certain people do certain things perfectly.
Yes.
But we're video and audio now, people, so we need to get the best of both worlds out of you.
100%. And also, that's one another thing about having a guest. People have asked to be on the show, and then they're like, oh, it's video, and then they disappear.
Exactly.
You know, it's like, no, it's not one or the other. It's
all in now.
Both are there, but you got to be all in.
Yeah.
And so, also, we get a fair amount of listeners who suggest.
Oh, no, a lot of shows come from suggestions.
And so keep those coming. We're very appreciative of that. So moving forward, what do you see for us? We're going to let everyone go on this. What do you see for us moving forward in season 6?
Some more fun, exciting content.
More fun?
Yeah.
More fun than what we already had?
Yeah.
How is that possible?
It's like a sequel. You know, but we're on number 6, so you gotta keep the hits coming, okay?
It's like Fast and Furious.
Yeah, baby, yeah. You gotta get more explosions. You gotta give me more of this.
Now, what's your commitment? Because we talked about our commitment to getting better. What's your what have you searched inside yourself to be better technically?
More precise, more less ums.
Okay. That's fair.
And just knowing and valuing what the information is and try to give it to you the best way we can.
Gotcha. All right. I love it. We're going to let you go on that. Listen, thank you so much. This is really a show. This particular episode is a show celebrating our audience, both new and OG. We do appreciate you tuning into us and showing us love. If you're down and so inclined, give us a like and definitely just hit us up. Let us know that you're out there.
Yeah, that you're listening. That you're a part of the Modern Waiter family.
Yes, I love that. I'm Marlon Joseph, the Modern Waiter.
I'm Daniel Villain. Subscribe, people.
We'll see you next time.
Later. So glad you.